from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Rusty Manziel would love to have Jaden Daniels hooked up with Mark Spain. And
man, I got an upstairs office that he could have stayed in all offseason. Like, that is my – I am all in on Jaden Daniels.
I gotta ask you this. You know, I of course, growing up here, I've always liked when Georgia Tech and Georgia are good. Yep. I root for them both equally. Yep. I saw Tony Dorsett run for 5 miles against the Jackets in 76. When my dad was around and sober, we'd go up and watch Georgia games from the bridge.
Yep. Yeah, long time ago.
What a caveat that you've thrown in there.
Well, I'm just saying.
Just side note, sober.
Rusty, I don't know if you heard Rob's intro to the show today, but I almost had to leave before I got caught up.
Let's just say he's cut.
It got real weird, man, for a little while today. We'll stay on the subject.
Oh, man.
And did you take a look at his calf muscle?
I really would love to believe that Georgia Tech could shock the world and beat Florida State on Saturday, but Florida State, probably two of the best DBs in the country, deep running back room. They got DJ quarterback, offensive line is basically back intact. Mm. Georgia Tech, offensively very good, defensively huge question mark. Mm. Is it possible?
I think it's possible because of Haynes King. I'm a believer in Haynes King. I'm a believer in Buster Faulkner, offensive coordinator. Right. He can dial some stuff up. He gave Georgia some issues with what he did with Haynes King. I think Alabama used a lot of that the next week. And when you look at Haynes King, here's my thing on DJU. You kind of know what he is. If you don't get him off the spot, he can carve you up.
Right.
He absolutely carved up Notre Dame. You go watch the Georgia game, which was a better defense then, and then you look at the other sample sizes for him, you've got to get him off his spot. And he doesn't hurt you outside the pocket. He'll throw it away sometimes. He'll throw it to you sometimes. So can Georgia Tech manufacture enough pressure to cause him issues and steal a couple possessions? It's starting to worry me, Mike, because our group on the Steakhouse, we've all been like, guys, Georgia Tech in 13, everybody's on that. Mm-hmm. Now you're talking close to 10.5. Yeah. That worries me when the public is all over a team. I think Georgia Tech has a good chance to win this football game because I don't know what Florida State's going to bring to the table, and I'm not the biggest DJU guy.
Well, Does Tech have 9 wins in them this year?
You're probably right on it.
I would be more confident in maybe 8. Yeah. Nines, you got to steal one from somebody that you probably shouldn't.
I want to get to some, obviously, SEC questions, but let's focus in on Florida State for just a second.
Yep.
This whole thing where you live and die by the transfer portal and you remake your team every year, is that sustainable for a team?
We're going to find out.
I was going to say, they're a great case study. I think Ole Miss will be as well.
Oh, 100%.
A great case study of what football can be for teams like this. I think there's a lot of people looking at both of those programs.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't have enough sample size. So Ole Miss is a team, like if old, because Lane Kiffin could care less about recruiting.
Yeah.
We know that. He don't give a damn about recruiting.
He'll use Twitter and he'll be like, hey, I'm cool.
Give me some players. I'll coach them up. And that's what they did. I need defensive guys. We went and bought defensive guys. Florida State was all in portal-wise. Keon Coleman, all those guys. Even Jermaine Johnson. Jermaine Johnson couldn't get on the field at Georgia. He goes to Florida State. He's a first-round draft pick.
Yeah.
You know, they live and die by those guys. Mike, you know this being in a locker room. What's that like, bringing extra guys? You got this huge turnover. Obviously, Norvell did a great job with those guys last year, but you got to start over again. And you got to replace all those guys that you brought in basically as one-year guys. So it is a very good case study on that, and how Ole Miss and Florida State, I would agree 100%, the two teams you want to watch, because if both of those guys underachieve, the Kirby Smarts, the Kalen DeBoers, and all those guys are going to tell you, you got to build with them within, and you got to develop your guys.
You're going to hear the word culture thrown around. Got to build the culture.
And standard. Yeah. The standard. You gotta have the process, and that's how I used to be when I go to Ryan's Buffet. It's gotta be the standard, baby. You know the standard when you walk in.
How did you order at Ryan's Buffet?
Man, back in the day, you know those chicken wings, which were god awful, but back then they were so good to you because you were cheap.
100%.
And you would save round three for that ice cream bar.
Oh yeah, no, you had gummy bears.
Just all kind of just stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Can I get a piece of that maple limb, tree limb? Put that on here. Just everything you can get in that round three. But I mean, you would eat as much as you could, and you wouldn't gain a pound.
No, well,
you
know,
bring rolls.
Bring it. How?
You know, I didn't gain a pound or grow an inch out of that. So I don't know what was going on. We agree that Haynes King is the best quarterback in the matchup in Dublin.
I do.
Is Carson Beck the best quarterback in the country?
Because
I don't know who's better than him right now.
You know what? I heard you guys talking about it. I thought the Heisman odds. I think there's about five guys that can lay claim. Like, how good is Dylan Gabriel going to be? What is Quinn Ewers going to do this year? You know, Carson Beck is right there. Here's the thing that Carson Beck has an advantage that he didn't have this past year. Georgia plays in some big-time, prime-time games. If Ole Miss didn't do what they did last year, I don't know that Georgia has a regular season primetime game. Missouri came in pretty hot, but the rest of their games were like, they could have played them all at 12. They put Georgia at 3:30 because it was Georgia. Now they're going to play Kentucky at night, week three. That's going to be a 7:30 primetime game. They're going to take an off week. They go to Tuscaloosa, primetime game. They're going to bring Auburn at home the next week, and then they play Alabama over there at night. Texas is going to be a prime. He's going to have all these auditions to say he's either number one or he's the Heisman.
But here's what I want. I'm sorry, Rob, I know you had a question. But just to piggyback on that, my question about Carson Beck and the Heisman odds is not whether Carson Beck's going to be a great quarterback. It's going to be whether or not they will lean on him the way other programs will. When you look at Jackson Dart and the possibility of winning 10 or 11, or a Jalen Milroe or a Quinn Ewers, I think Carson Beck has so many good players around him that sometimes that might not play into your favor.
I'll give you a little insight. Now, I always say this, but don't get paid for my writing skills.
Yeah.
Georgia's about all in on this Heisman candidate, and it won't be too much longer, and you're going to see how all in they are.
Is it to prove a point about staying and about the commitment to the program?
It's going to a lot of that, and it's also going to prove a point to, if you come to Georgia, you can win the Heisman Trophy, and you can have all these things, and you can have all these billboards, and you can have your face on a picture in that Times Square and all those things.
Why do you think Arch Manning stays at Texas?
Because they're the one percentile family that can choose to play the long game, and they understand I know people that had direct conversations with them about NIL, and they made it clear to the schools that are recruiting them, that's not a factor for us. Because if he handles his business, that part of it's going to be there. They're one of the most successful families in the history of college football.
Less wear and tear going to the NFL,
and
too.
And the NFL. They trusted – I'll tell you this, to be honest with you. I would be willing to bet that they trusted Georgia, because it got down to Georgia and Texas. They trusted if he went to Georgia, he could develop. If he went to Texas, he could develop. The deciding factor in that, to be honest with you, from what I heard, was he liked Austin better. And I get it. It's a huge city. He's from New Orleans. You know what I mean? And some people love Athens, and some people go to Austin because there's so much more to do there in Austin. Sark's offensive coach. And so I think that Arch Manning can play the long game, and I still think he can be a number one pick overall. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Let's look down in Gainesville real quick. I was having this Kelly Price went in with us yesterday. Yeah. She's a Florida grad.
Oh, yeah.
Over under on games that until DJ Lagway is a quarterback down there. Because here's the thing, Rusty. I think Graham Mertz played great last year for what he was asked to do. I think he can do it again. But if this thing starts to get sideways and in during the season before we even get to November, doesn't Napier need to play Lagway to show that the things are headed in the right direction? This is just another year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the process?
If he's playing Lagway late in the season, he's trying to save his job. Because he's going, look, if y'all let me stay, this is my guy. This is what you're going to get. And I'll take it back to a moment. And I didn't know that the guy was going to get fired, but the people behind the scenes probably knew the moment he was getting fired. Mark Richt beat Auburn late in the year that year. The next night, he caught a red-eye flight to Seattle, and he went and had breakfast with Jacob Eason. And that picture was everywhere. And I think that was the kind of Mark Richt saying, if I'm here, this guy's going to stay here. This guy's going to be here. And 2 weeks later, the guy got fired. You know what I mean? So I think if Florida, because I think Graham Mertz can do it. The problem with Florida, you know what the problem with Florida is. You know what the problem with Florida is. Listen, I talked to some people in the last 2 weeks about Florida, and they really like this team, man. They really like this team, but they also understand what they're going up against. Like, this is insane what Florida's about to have to go through. I think Lagway is ultra talented. I think he was number one quarterback in America last year. I love him. I think Graham Mertz can get it done. Are they going to give him another year, and can they survive it this schedule?
Real quick, Rusty.
Well, maybe they can still win in Green Bay this year, right?
Yeah. I know we got to get a break. Give me a surprise team in the SEC or ACC this year that kind of jumps out, makes it to the expanded playoff. I mean, like, I'm talking about, like, last year would have been like a Mizzou.
Everybody is starting to get on my pick, man, and I'm starting to see it national media. Virginia Tech's got a lot coming back.
Wow.
They got a great running game.
I haven't heard that much about
Virginia Tech. It's starting to heat up.
There you go.
Virginia Tech. Find that total this morning, Mike. Virginia Tech is a team that brings back a lot of people. They got a great running game. They got a lot of speed up there. Crazy. I got tipped by an NFL scout. He goes, you know, I've seen it's got a better piece of the puzzle than people think. Virginia Tech.
Wow. Yeah, didn't they win their final six in a row, something like that last year? That's what run. People started thinking.
I still think Clemson's a favorite. We'll see what Florida State can do. But you want a sneaky ACC team?
I'm here for it, man.
Watch Virginia Tech.
I'm here for it.
My question is going to be for Tennessee and how good is this quarterback? How good is this quarterback, this young kid?
How do you say his name? I couldn't say it the other day.
I would butcher it.
Nico something.
I would butcher this thing, and the Tennessee fans would absolutely destroy me.
Somebody hit me up on Twitter about it yesterday, because I also butchered the backup quarterback situation in Georgia and Florida. Got that one tongue-tied, and somebody hit me up about the Nico thing, and I was like, I'm just going to go with Nico.
It is Nico. I've always called DJU.
DJ?
And I've had DJU in my face telling me how to pronounce it, and I still messed it up.
Yeah, Uiagalelei.
Yeah,
that's why I've always gone with Tua. You know what I mean?
Tua was so hard for so long. I'm going to be on here all season with you guys at 820. Remind me, I'll give you the best Tua Tagovailoa story you've never heard.
Okay. All
right. In San Antonio, me and Tua sitting at a table. I will give you a good one.
You didn't get it from Brian Flores?
No. You know what? He's not on his Christmas list anymore. Shocking. Wow. He's not getting a card from the Tua family.
That's odd.
Dang.
Oh, boy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.